The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
For tonight, I would like to actually talk about the importance of the house of Fatima, the term Bayt Fatima, followed by the question whether that Bayt of Fatima was attacked or not. I'll keep it brief, but I would like this to be kind of a final and decisive, you know, discussion about it. You see, in the world, everything is not considered to be on the same level. Even when you talk about the Anbiya and Mursaleen, you already had divided them into hierarchy. Those who are prophets, Anbiya, they are at a lower level compared to those who are Mursaleen. Mursaleen means those who are messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Rasul is also a Nabi, but a Nabi is not a Rasul. And even in that numbering, we have 124,000 prophets, 313 of them are Mursaleen. And out of those, there is also a hierarchy among them. You have five of them whom we call Ulul Azm prophets. And so we see that even when it comes to Anbiya, you look at the story of the Malaika, even a place like Masjid, the neighborhood Masjid is not on the same status as Jami Masjid, a Masjid which is where people gather from many neighborhoods together for Jummah prayers. Around the world, when you look at Masajid, you know, Masjid al-Nabi is greater than other masajid. Masjid al-Haram is even higher than that in rank. And so even when it comes to the places of worship, there is kind of a difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when he talks about even the families of Anbiya and Mursaleen, he uses a term in Surah Ali Imran. Allah uses the term istafa. Istafa means to choose, to select. And that's how you have the title of the Prophet is Al-Mustafa, who has been chosen or selected. Inna Allah istafa, Allah says, you know, when he looks at the humanity, he is making a statement here, that verily Allah chosen Adam as the first human being. Wanuhan. And then, you know, because of the flood, majority of the human beings perished. So Nuh as a second Adam is mentioned there. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go to the names individually. He says, Wa'ala Ibrahim. And he chose the descendants of Ibrahim. He adds the word Wa'ala Imran, who were already covered by Ali Ibrahim, just to make us realize that not every descendant of Ibrahim is worthy of being selection of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a standard that Allah uses, and some of them are selected, some are not, from both lines of Ishaq as well as the line of Ismail. When you look at the line of Ismail, Ali Ibrahim applies to Muhammad and Ali Muhammad alayhimu salatu wasalam. So Ali Muhammad are chosen ones. Many times we hear, even from the scholars from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, even the Sufis who actually respect the Ahlul Bayt, when it comes to this incident, they said, no, we don't believe in it. They find it difficult. And immediately we hear the words that this story has been fabricated by the Shias. to tarnish the image of some of the companions of the Prophet. And their target in this whole accusation is Sulaym bin Qais, one of the earlier narrators of Hadith and a disciple of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Sulaym bin Qais was a trusted and close companion of Ali. There is no doubt about his personality, his authenticity, you know, his character. Of course, the book that he wrote and what is known as Kitab Sulaym or Kitab al-Saqifa, that was its actual title. There is a discussion among our ulama, senior ulama, whether the existing version of the book, is it the actual work of Sulaym, or there has been some editing, manipulation, deletions, and changes. So there are two different things. Even though those ulama who would not accept the present existing, you know, version of Kitab Sulaym, are not doubting the authenticity of this person known as Sulaym bin Qais, including people like Ayatollah Khoi in his latest book. One of his last legacy was the book on Ilm al-Rijal, you know, on the biography and scrutiny of the narrators of Hadith. He's very clear about it, that whether you accept the present version as the authentic version of what Sulaym bin Qais wrote is something you can debate on it, question it. But as far as the personality and character of Sulaym bin Qais is concerned, is beyond any, you know, doubt that he is a siqa and a reliable companion of the Prophet. But I'm not even going to his book. I'm not even talking about the book of Sulaym. What I would like to do tonight is go to one of the earliest sources of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah themselves. And I'll bring to you a point where there can be then no doubt that the zulm took place, injustice happened against Fatima and her house. You see, whenever you have a case between an oppressor and the oppressed, of course the oppressed will protest, accuse the other. But the most important thing is to see whether the oppressor and the unjust and the zalim is confessing to that or not. There is a narration by a companion of the eighth Imam that one day I was in his presence, and the ninth Imam was just 4 years old, came in, sat down. You can visualize, you know, a small child with both hands on the ground looking up. And the father looks at the son and says, "Oh, my son, what are you thinking?" Because the child is looking up. And that four-year-old child, seventh generation of Fatima, says, "My father, I'm thinking what happened to my grandmother." And this is what I say. If the zalim has given his clear confession, you know, don't tell me now, prove what happened. How did it happen? What is the impact of on Fatima the Zahra? We don't need their narration. We don't need their, you know, version. That's where we will go to our version, our sources, from the victims and the mazlumin.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين
شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.